Next patient is Sandra Body. First name S A U N D R A. Last name B like in boy, A T like in tango, T like in tango, Y like in Yankee. This is the clinical case of a 84-year-old white female, the patient of Dr. Medinzi, that is referred to the office because of chronic kidney disease, period. The patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. Has also a history of hyperlipidemia. And significant coronary artery disease. The patient has 5 stents. The patient has been treated with a isosorbide and Ranexa, period. The patient sustained a fall recently, hitting her head. The patient was taken to the emergency room, and from the emergency room, the decision of sending her to a tertiary care center was made because of the intracranial bleed that did not have any surgical intervention. The patient recovered without a significant sequela from the neurological point of view. The patient has a bruise the left side of the head and in face. Period. The patient has shown episodes of a hypotension, and this hypotension has been treated with the administration of midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E. Interestingly, at the same time, they are given antihypertensives. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis or quantification of the protein in the urine, or any kidney imaging. And for that reason, we are going to order this test prior to the final assessment. My main concern at this point is the blood pressure control. And I am recommending the patient to take the isosorbide and the Ranexa, and 25 milligrams of metoprolol 2 times a day. Hold the administration of midodrine and use it on PRN basis just in case of hypotension. I am going to check the blood pressure at least 3 times a day, as well as the heart rate and the body weight. A period recommendation of low sodium diet was made along with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and we'll reevaluate the case afterwards. Number two, the patient has evidence of hypertension today. The blood pressure is 185 over 87 with a heart rate of 61 and body weight of 150 pounds. We are going to monitor that closely in order to make a necessary adjustments in the blood pressure medication. I gave my cell number to the patient so she will call me and text me the blood pressure readings. Since we don't know how she's going to react to the current recommended regime, since she was released from the hospital just yesterday. Following number, the patient has a hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. We are going to do the kidney ultrasound. following number coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We're going to follow the case with you and keep you posted. We invested in a 25-minute review in the referral and the hospitalization, 30 minutes with the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.